The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on October 21st, 1983 in New Orleans, Louisiana. The class begins with a reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 13, Verse 55 through 60.
Please hear the description of the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Rath Yatra festival. His dancing is very enchanting. Please hear of it with great attention. Vakakaroti vachalam pangulangaya te giringat ki pat mahang bande sigunung dinatayinang paramarande is maravam si chaitanya iswaro. Kirtan dekhiya jagannatha horoshito. Sankirtana dekirata kodiya stagito. Lord Jagannath was very pleased by the Sankirtan, and he brought his car to a standstill just to see the performance. Prataparudder hailo paramabhishmoy, dekitabhi vasha raja hailo premamoy. King Prataparudra also was astonished to see the Sankirtan of Lord Chaitanya. He became inactive and was converted to ecstatic love of Krishna. Kasi Misre Kohi Raja Prabhura Mohima. Kasi Misre Kohi Tumar Bhagir Nahi Sima. When the king informed Kasi Misra of the glories of the Lord, Kasi Misra replied, O king, your fortune has no limit. Sarva Bhoma Sange Raja Kore Tora Tara Tari Arakeho Nahi Jane Chaitanya Churi. The king and Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya were both aware of the Lord's activities, but no one else could see the tricks of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Reaction that Maharaj Prataparudra and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya are having in seeing Lord Chaitanya was going through the seven groups of Sankirtan. Each group had two men beating drums. Thus there are 14 drums played. So as Lord Chaitanya, then Lord Chaitanya simultaneously was visible in all the seven parties. But each party thought that Lord Chaitanya was only with them and not with the other. And no one else could see this mystic power of Lord Chaitanya except for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Maharaja Prataparudra the king. Jare ta kripa se jane bare pare. Kripa bina brahma dika jane vare nare. Only a person who has received the mercy of the Lord can understand without the Lord's mercy. Even the demigods headed by Lord Brahma cannot understand. Raja tucha seva deki prabhur tushtamon. Seto prasade pailo rahasya darshan. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was very satisfied to see the king accept the menial task of sweeping the street. And for this humility, the king received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could therefore observe the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The mystery of the Lord's activities is described by Sri La Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Lord Jagannath was astonished to see the transcendental dancing and chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he stopped his car just to see the dancing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then danced in such a mystical way that he pleased Lord Jagannath. The seer and the dancer were one and the same supreme person. But the Lord, being one and many at the same time, was exhibiting the variegatedness of his pastimes. This is the meaning behind his mysterious exhibition. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand how both of them were enjoying each other's activities. Another mysterious exhibition was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's simultaneous presence in seven groups. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand that also. That's in the purport of text 60, chapter 13, Madhya Leela of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. How Krishna, as the Supreme Lord, Archavatar, and how Krishna as the Yuga Avatar, devotee of the Lord, were having exchanges with each other. This is something very exalted. All these things the king could understand. Every devotee has a relationship with Krishna. In the neophyte stage, that relationship is not well understood. One serves Krishna through the via media of the spiritual master. The spiritual master gradually helps the disciple to advance. And gradually, when the disciple is able to understand more and more the desire of Guru and Krishna, that is a sign of advancement. Many times Prabhupada would come into a temple and he would ask the pujari, how is the deity feeling? He would ask whether the deity is feeling happy or not. The pujaris would normally, of course, appear quite shocked. And Prabhupada would immediately, before they could say anything, say, no, the pujari is to know what is the mind of the Lord. He said that sometimes even the deity of Krishna speaks to his pujaris. So that's an exalted position, of course, of pure devotional service, where a devotee knows the mind of the Lord. It's not difficult for Krishna to know our mind, because he's in everyone's heart, that he can understand through his unlimited potencies. But to know the mind of the Lord, that is something very exalted. Maharaj Prataparudra was able to know the mind of Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya, how they were exchanging loving exchanges while dancing in front of the Rathiyatra cart and while Jagannath was being pulled. That's a very exalted position to be able to know the mind of the Lord even a little bit. See, that is actually the goal, that the devotee is, by practicing devotional service, become so purified that they're able to know the mind of Krishna and Guru. Prabhupada once explained that first class disciple means a disciple who knows what the Guru wants without the Guru asking. Automatically knows exactly what the Guru wants. We saw in Vrindavan, Prabhupada was lying on his uh, is placed there, translating and chanting, and sometimes he would just go like this. And the servants would look at each other and someone run to the window and close it. It was alright. He would several times just move a finger and they'd run and do that, and sometimes they'd run and do the wrong thing and he'd go. Very rarely would he say anything. Just by sign language. Even without sign language. Of course, that's dangerous. If you don't know what he wants, you do the wrong thing, then you're in trouble. You see. But that's considered to be the higher level, is to know what the Krishna and the Guru want. One time Prabhupada was praising a devotee. It's practically the highest praise that could be given. He said, that devotee did exactly what I would have done had I been in that situation. He knows my mind. If we could always maintain that level of service, this is the highest perfection. To be able to know the mind of Guru Krishna and to simply carry out their desires. You see. The second stage of disciple is one who carries out the order of Guru and Krishna very responsibly and carefully. I mean, they have to be ordered. Do this, do that, and they carry it out. Without order, they don't move. With order, they do all right. Exactly. You see, second class. Then, third class means that the order is given, they do it, but not really well, not really enthusiastically, not really efficiently. They do it kind of begrudgingly or somehow or another at their own time. These are the three kind of levels of devotee, that uttam, madhyam, and kanishta, disciple. Another type is the adham. Adham means that disqualified, lousy. Adham means practically not a disciple. That means that or a guru gives order, they don't do it. Fallen. They don't carry out the order of the Guru. You see, they don't take it that the Guru has taken such a huge responsibility to deliver his disciple out of the material world back to home, back to Godhead. You see, and before Krishna, before the Guru, before the sacrificial fire, the disciple makes a promise to follow regulative principles, to chant 16 rounds. In spite of that oath, they don't do it. This means that they are adham, you see, fallen, ungrateful. So, Maharaj Prataparudra, he was of the higher order. Practically speaking, he was given divine vision. He could see beyond what normally anybody can see. To actually see the exchanges between Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya, this is inconceivable, you see, for any ordinary devotee, even maybe a great devotee. We heard how Prabhupada one time was being driven back by a devotee after Rath Yatra in San Francisco, one of the original Rath Yatras, one of the very big ones. I don't know exactly which year it was, early 70s I would believe, maybe 69 or something like that. And Prabhupada was sitting in the car and just beaming. He turned to the driver as they were driving and said, "Did you see how beautiful Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda were dancing amongst the devotees? Did you see how beautiful they were?" And the devotee's driving. Didn't know what to say. Jai Prabhupada. Prabhupada could see Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda dancing amongst all the devotees. You see, just like Maharaj Prataparudra, he could see Lord Chaitanya and all the seven Sankirtan parties. You see, somewhere there in each party, they could see Lord Chaitanya one time. There were others, no doubt somewhere in Maya, they couldn't even see Lord Chaitanya. They were in the crowd, they couldn't see him. They just heard the kirtan. And then there's Maharaj Pratap, you could see in seven places. They have a saying in Bengali, you know, in America they say that, they have a bad saying about doing two things at one time. Hurting some poor bird with a stone. Two birds even with one stone. It's a very bad thing to do. You see, they don't say things like that in India. They have another saying. They say, Roth deke, kola beche. That means going to the Rath Yatra and selling bananas. Do two things at one time. Go to the Rath Yatra and you can sell bananas. You want to sell bananas, you go to the Rath Yatra. You see Jagannath, you get the spiritual benefit. At the same time, you can sell a few bananas. I hope devotees don't go to the football games and sell bumper stickers for the same reason. Going to the Rath and selling bananas is a little more purified. So, some people are like that, though. They want to be Krishna conscious and also do something material. That spoils everything. Naturally, we have material desires. Naturally, those desires are pulling on us. But as a devotee, we have to be very conscious that those are material desires, that they are not for our betterment. And then we, whether you call it a struggle or a fight or however you like to define it, but then we work to rather engage the senses in Krishna's service. Someone may be desiring to eat something. We know that just the desire to eat, that's not a spiritual desire. But then we control our senses, we offer, we could prepare food without eating it, we offer it to Jagannath, and then let the Lord take, then after we take prasad, that prasad is purifying, it calms the senses, it inspires devotion. Similarly, a person may have intense desire to associate with the opposite sex, you know, because of material desire to have sex. But then they control that desire. They know that the material desire, that's not a spiritual desire. They control it and they dovetail that, well, if Krishna, he'd like us to have a nice child and raise a child to be a devotee. We can take one soul that's floating there somewhere in reincarnation and give that soul an opportunity to go back to Godhead. And so then they control their senses and they have regulated sex life in Grihastha Ashram and they have a child. And they raise the child in Krishna consciousness. So that that child has an opportunity to go back to Godhead in this lifetime. And every single activity like that, we have to see what is Maya, what is material activity, and what is spiritual. In a material activity, if it's something very difficult for us to control, then we find how to dovetail or how to utilize that in Krishna's service so we get purified. And then as we advance, finally we come to this level, Maharaj Prataparudra was engaging his whole kingdom. He was sweeping the road in front of Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya used to chastise, "You're a king, you're a politician, I won't associate with you, that means you're a materialist." It was like a test to see if he was puffed up. But no, Maharaj Prataparudra passed the test. So much so that by sweeping the road, by engaging his kingdom, everything in Lord Jagannath's service, he actually purchased the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, which is invaluable. Just by Lord Chaitanya's causeless mercy, he was actually, in a sense, purchased by the sincere service of Maharaj Prataparudra. In the same way, we can, even though it's inconceivable, by our humble service, by our sincere effort to be Krishna conscious, we can purchase that mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Not that we take the stand that we demand it or it's owed to us, but somehow or another, they give that mercy by our trying to be Krishna conscious, by our chanting, by our serving Jagannath in these festivals, different ways. Somehow or another, Lord Chaitanya's mercy is given. Even we don't ask for it. Or we might even ask for it. We can't demand it. But we try to attract that attention of Lord Chaitanya by our humble and sincere service, and he gives them mercy. This is the wonderful thing. Let's read a little bit more about Lord Chaitanya. Sakate na deya dekha paro keto doya ke bujite pare choitanya chandra maya. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Although the king was refused an interview, he was indirectly bestowed causeless mercy. Who can understand the internal potency of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Report. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing the part of a world teacher, he did not agree to see the king because the king is a mundane person interested in money and women. Indeed, the very name king suggests one who is always surrounded by money and women. As a sannyasi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was afraid of both money and women. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see the king, but indirectly by the Lord's causeless mercy, the king was able to understand the Lord's mysterious activities. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities were exhibited sometimes to reveal him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and sometimes to show him as a devotee. Both kinds of activities are mysterious and appreciated only by pure devotees. So, here is explaining more about how Maharaj Prataparudra was benedicted by Lord Chaitanya. Superficially, Lord Chaitanya rejected Maharaj Prataparudra. But, indirectly, he gave a benediction. Sometimes, in spiritual life, one has to take some type of extreme tapasya. It seems as if one is not enjoying the mercy of Lord Krishna. Rather, however, it is a subsequently, in another way, Lord Krishna gives a greater mercy or another form of mercy which is sublime, mysterious, and transcendental. Text 62. Sarva bhoma kasi misra dui mohasoi rajare prasada deki hoila bishmoi. Translation. When the two great personalities, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Kasi Misra, saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy upon the king, they were astonished. E mato lila prabhu koilo koto kan apone gayena nachan nija bhakta gan. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes for some time in this way. He personally sang and induced his personal associates to dance. Kabu aka murti, kabu hona bahu murti, karjanu rupa prabhu prakashaye sakti. Translation. According to his need, the Lord sometimes exhibited one form and sometimes many. This was being executed by his internal potency. Lila beshe prabhu nahi nijanu sandhan. Icha jani lila shakti kore samadhan. Translation. Indeed, the personality of Godhead forgot himself in the course of his transcendental pastimes. But his internal potency, lila shakti, knowing the intentions of the Lord, made all arrangements. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is stated in the Upanishads, Parasya shakti vividhai vasruyate swabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. Translation. The Supreme Lord has multipotencies which act so perfectly that all consciousness, strength, and activity are being directed solely by His will. Sweta Swatra Upanishad 6-8. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited His mystic power in presenting Himself simultaneously in each and every Sankirtana group. Most people thought that He was one, but some saw that He was many. The internal devotees could understand that the Lord, although one, was exhibiting Himself as many in different Sankirtan groups. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, He forgot Himself and was simply absorbed in ecstatic bliss. However, His internal potency arranged everything perfectly. This is the difference between the internal and external potency. In the material world, the external potency, material energy, can act only after one endeavors at great length. But when the Supreme Lord desires, everything is performed automatically by the internal potency. By His will, things happen so nicely and perfectly that they appear to be carried out automatically. Sometimes the activities of the internal potency are exhibited in the material world. In fact, all the activities of material nature are actually performed by the inconceivable energies of the Lord. But so-called scientists and students of material nature are unable to understand ultimately how things are happening. They evasively conclude that everything is being done by nature. But they do not know that behind nature is the potent, supreme personality of Godhead. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Maya dyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunanena kunteya jagadviparivartate. Translation. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. Bhagavad Gita 9, chapter 10th verse. In these pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many very, very confidential subject matters are being revealed. Superficially, Lord Chaitanya is dancing with his devotees. But through his dancing, this lila, this pastime, we are able to understand very confidential secrets, mysteries about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We know from the Bhagavatam that one time Krishna fell unconscious. Of course, it's in the 10th canto. At that time, the whole world, everything stopped. Only Balaram was conscious then. He had to awake Krishna, and then everything started to move again. So when Krishna, he's the summum total of everything. If he stops, everything stops. He's the supreme controller. But here we find that Lord Chaitanya, he is forgotten himself. He's absorbed in this pastime of dancing in ecstasy. He forgot everything else. Yet, things are going on. At that time, while he's in his ecstasy, he's conscious, but things are going on automatically by his various energies. There's a crude example. When President Reagan was shot at, automatically his Secret Service men started jumping and standing in the way and looking around and firing back and grabbing the president, doing their job. He didn't have to give any order. They knew what their duty was. Like that Lord Chaitanya, what to speak of, the ordinary president has so many people that do their duty without being told at the spot. God has got unlimited, Krishna has unlimited energies. And they automatically do their work. When Lord Chaitanya is absorbed in ecstasy, he doesn't have to worry that how is everything going to go on. Automatically, his lila shakti arranges everything perfectly. Different shaktis, different energies, they're arranging everything perfectly. This is a secret, confidential knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he simply desires something, and automatically his energies do it. Sometimes people think that they want to enjoy in the material world, you see. Normally people in the material world are always suffering. When they become very frustrated, then they're receptive to spiritual understanding. They get a little bit of good association with a devotee. They start to practice devotional service. And then they get relief from material suffering by that devotional service. After some time, because our nature in the Kali Yuga is very short memory, sometimes these neophyte devotees, they forget how much suffering there is in the material world. How hard it is to get a little bit of so-called pleasure. You see. How one has to struggle through so many births just to be a human being. How many weird human births as aborigines and gorillas and so on we had to go through to become so-called civilized. And how even as a human being, what a struggle it is just to get a little bit of so-called happiness, which is flickering, impermanent, and ultimately not completely satisfying. You see. So when the person has taken the shelter of Krishna and Guru, gets a little bit of relief, then they start to forget how they were suffering in the material world. How difficult it is. And then they sometimes start to dream that they might be happy again if they would do a little sense gratification. Or they might even go beyond the dreaming stage and they might also even make some type of endeavor. Sometimes Maya immediately gives some little opportunity to enjoy. The next thing one knows, when one leaves the shelter of Krishna, then one's put in this hard grind, trying to scratch out a little bit of material pleasure. Through a lot of hard work, you can get a little money. You see, then people, they try, I think they want a shortcut, they do something black market or smuggling or some illegal activity. You see, and then they're high risk, they get caught, they get thrown in jail, they get punished, bad karmas. There's no shortcut. Material world means you work hard. You get a little bit of happiness. Prabhupada explained, this material world is a desert. You see, in the desert there are animals. And sometimes animals, they think that they see water. They look in the desert and they see a mirage. They see some wavering heat waves and they think there's water. And they start running for that water foolishly. But there's no water in a desert. And they run and run and they fall and they die. There's no water there. There's simply mirage, illusion. You see. So Prabhupada explained that there are the people in this world who think that there's happiness in the material world. You see, they are just like animals. The only difference is some animals have four legs and some have two. But if they're running after that mirage, that there's happiness in this material world, that means that they're illusion, just like animals in the desert. And human life means, civilized life means, we know that the happiness in this material world is insignificant. It's after great difficulty, and it's not the real happiness. It's illusion. Real happiness is in Krishna consciousness. So, that real happiness we can see here in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Dancing in ecstasy, chanting the holy name of Krishna, there's no tinge of material suffering there. Any material happiness is so much suffering. But in this transcendental ecstasy of Lord Chaitanya, there's no suffering. Pure transcendental ecstatic bliss. Automatically coming. So we should be hankering for that mercy of Lord Chaitanya when he's in this blissful mood, when he's absorbed in ecstasy, that those tears just shooting from his eyes, he'd be dancing and tears would be like shooting like from a syringe, just raining on the devotees. That we could just be showered by his teardrops, by the dust of his lotus feet could anoint our head. But somehow or another, if he can taste even a drop of that pure, unadulterated, transcendental, ecstatic bliss, then it would completely transform our whole nomenclature of pleasure, our whole position, our whole existence. We would know what is real happiness. Then it would be somewhat harder for Maya to cheat us. You see. And then we can try to maintain that transcendental happiness by constantly remaining in devotional service, which there's so much to do now to prepare for the Rath Yatra. So I won't speak any longer, but everybody has to go and do so much devotional service and relish this transcendental ecstasy. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any one question?
Have they ever had it, Rath Yatra in Iskcon, where they go for Jagannath goes and stays one place for 1 week and then comes there.
In Calcutta. Goes and stays 9 days. Comes back on the 9th day.
It's like two parades.
Two parades. You didn't see the slideshow? You crisscrossed. When I was in Nutalavon, you were here, and when I was here, you were just see. So we do Dhammadastika this late, this time? Set up. Normally it's good to do it like after Mangal Arati and then the evening after Sunday Arati. It's dark out. We can do it now. That's a good time to do it. Candles are nicer in the dark. I think it's amongst other reasons.